Hey, man, come on. We can do better than that. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. God is good to us. His mercy endures forever. Amen. We're so glad to have everybody out tonight. We appreciate your sacrifice, your drive, your sacrifice, your gas, your time. I'll tell you, it's an investment that has big dividends. Amen. It will pay off. Amen. It will pay off. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 through 13. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 through 13. Amen. I appreciate Brother and Sister Contreras being with us tonight. Amen. Amen. Reading, it says, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." Let it rather be healed. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, great Shepherd of the sheep, Bishop of our souls, Apostle of our profession, faithful High Priest, faithful and true Witness. Oh God, tonight, Lord Jesus, reach down in this place. Speak to our hearts, speak to our souls. God, only you can speak to the soul of man. Oh God, I pray, reach down in Jesus' name. Give your neighbor a high five. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight about healing. Everybody say healing. Amen. There is an outward healing, but there is something far greater that is an inward healing. I want to preach about the inward healing. Bible says, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. It is God's design, it is God's plan to heal. Amen. He empowered his church. He sent his disciples out. He gave them power to heal. Amen. Many of the healings were external, but amen, many of the healings were internal. Healing means to make whole or make sound, to free from evil, to cleanse, to restore, to purity. We know that Adam and Eve were whole. They were pure. They were walking in eternal life until we know what happened. The evil snake, venomous creature, poison-filled, slimy, slithery snake got a hold of Adam and Eve and got a hold of their mind and got a hold of their time and got a hold of their life. And we found out Sunday, amen, the effects that it took place into their life. But we also found out about the power of the blood, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We found out about the power, amen, life-changing power of the blood. Amen. But in that power of the blood, there must be a healing. There must be a change. There must be a restoration to wholeness or soundness or to purity. Amen. We know in that the world is full of danger. Everybody say danger. The world is full of danger. It is full full of poison. It is full of evil. Amen. Instead of finding forgiveness, we found Sunday that Adam and Eve, that they began to hide behind little skimpy man-made coverings that didn't cover anything. That it was to soothe their conscience. They made themselves a substitute, an alternative. That they hid themselves behind other trees in the garden, hiding behind the crowd. Amen. This is part two to Sunday's sermon, so I'm not going to preach the same one. Just hold on. Amen. Covering themselves with aprons. Aprons of fake worship. Aprons of fake prayer. Aprons of Pentecostal clothing, but ignoring the poison. Amen. That the Spirit of God had departed from their lives. We know that they ended up in the blame game, right? Amen. They begin to blame. Amen. God took, amen, the serpent, the man, and the woman, and he began to question them. And Adam said, amen, that it was the woman, and the woman said it was the serpent. And they all begin to blame each other. And so we see how, amen, that sin will cause you to blame. Amen. It was sin that was in their lives, the transgression. Amen. And we found out how God made the blood sacrifice of atonement to cover. Amen. But it was the condition of the man and the woman. They began to blame, amen, one another. They begin to blame the devil, blame the church, blame the preacher. I want to get down into the heart of man tonight. Amen. Go with me if you will. Amen. I want to get into the heart. Amen. Talk about healing. There, amen, are many things that people need healing from. Some people need healing from their past. Amen. Some people need healing from forgiveness. Amen. But we see here Adam and Eve, they had simply sinned. They broke the commandments of God. They were blaming everyone and everything. They blamed the, amen, parallel to today. Amen. People blame, amen, the church. They blame the preacher. They blame, amen, the devil. They blame their neighbor. They blame their sister. They blame their brother. Amen. They blame everything. Amen. But tonight, healing can only begin when the blame stops. Amen. When the blame game stops, when we stop and we take a look at ourselves, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, amen, and we take a good look at our own heart, amen, we can't blame everyone and everything for our problems. We can't blame everyone and everything for our sins. Amen. We are the ones who make bad decisions. We are the ones that must take, amen, accountability, amen, and, amen, ownership of our sins. We are sinful by nature. Amen. Eve could not blame anyone. Eve, amen, went out there to that tree. She was in a place where she shouldn't be. She was looking at something she shouldn't be looking at. Amen. She was spending time somewhere she shouldn't have been spending time there. Amen. Eve could not blame anyone but herself. Amen. And so, amen, Jesus said, for those things which proceed out of the mouth, amen, is not what defiles the man, but is that which has come forth from the heart. Amen. That is what defiles the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Amen. We found out Sunday that Abel's offering was right. How many of you want to offer up right sacrifices? Amen. Come on. How many of you, when you come to church, amen, you don't want to just wear little skimpy aprons of religion? Amen. When you come to church, amen, you want your sacrifices to be real. Amen. You want them to count. Amen. Come on. Anybody with me tonight? Amen. You want your sacrifices to be real. You want them to be right. Amen. Come on. We have got to have a right heart. We have got to have a right attitude. Amen. We have got to have a right spirit. spirit. Amen. Come on. Amen. Or else we ain't going to make it to heaven. Amen. I said we got to have a right heart. Amen. We got to have a right spirit. Amen. We got to have it right. Or else we ain't going to make it to heaven. Amen. And so I want to talk tonight about inward healing. Amen. Cain's offering was wrong. Cain's offering was wrong. His heart was wrong. His spirit was wrong. We got to have a right heart. We got to have a right spirit. Genesis chapter 4, the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you mad, Cain? Why are you mad? Why is your countenance fallen? I'm in Genesis 6, verse 4, verse 6. Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door. Wasn't enough that his parents, Adam and Eve, transgressed and sinned? Amen. We see that Cain falling into the same, amen, trap. Amen. The trap called sin. Amen. The devil came knocking at Cain's door. This, amen, down the road in his life. Amen. The devil knocks at everyone's door. Amen. One day in your life, whether you're a little child or whatever age it is, the devil's going to come knocking. Amen. He's going to come to your house trying to trip you up and cause you to sin, cause you to fail, cause you to transgress and break the commandments of God. Amen. And come on, the Bible teaches us that all have sinned. We all are going to fail. None of us have passed the test. None of us have passed the temptation. None of us have passed, amen, with flying colors. There is only one, amen, who passed the test, and that was Jesus Christ. Amen. There's only one, amen, all time undefeated champion, amen, and that is Jesus Christ, amen. So, amen, I'm not excusing it, but I'm telling you, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but we have got to do something about it. We got to find healing. We got to find a cure. Amen. We got to find Jesus. Amen. Come on, that is the whole purpose of Jesus. That is the whole purpose of the church. Amen. Come on, this is a place where you can find healing. Healing from the heart, healing from the soul, healing of your spirit. Sin was at Cain's door. The Bible says in the New Testament that Cain was of the wicked one. The devil got inside of Cain's heart. Cain talked with his brother Abel, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. If you let sin go, sin will grow. I said, if you let sin go, sin will grow. Come on, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Amen. Come on. If we let sin grow, amen, go, it will grow. It will grow and it will multiply and it will multiply. Sin, amen, can cause you to kill your brother or your sister. Amen. Sin, amen, can cause you to kill your brother or your sister. Amen. They not be with bare hands or a knife or a gun. Amen. But you can kill your brother or sister with this tongue. Amen. Come on. I said, if you let sin go, sin will grow. Amen. Sin will mess up your heart. Amen. Sin will mess up your heart with God. Amen. Come on. Amen. I feel like preaching tonight. Amen. Somebody's going to get something out of this. Amen. It was a blessing to me when God gave it to me. Amen. Sin will mess you up. Amen. Sin will cause you to mess up. Sin will mess up your heart and your spirit. Amen. Sin will mess up your heart with God.
Come on. Amen. It is my responsibility as your pastor. Amen. To get you ready for heaven. Amen. To get you ready for the sound of the trumpet. Amen. Come on. And I am going by my help and grace of Jesus. Amen. I want to help you. Amen. Come on. I said, I want to help you. I don't want to hurt you. I want to help you. Amen. The doctor's in the house. Amen. It ain't a PhD. Amen. Come on. But it is a deed. Amen. Come on. God is the great physician. Amen. Come on. And he wants to help you. He wants to cure you. He wants to heal you. Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Sin will mess up your heart with God. Sin will mess up your heart, amen, with people on the job. Sin will mess up your heart with your family. Sin will mess up you, amen. It will mess your world up. That's why you need heal.
Let's check out Cain. Cain, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? God knew right where Abel, his brother, was. He's God. You can't hide nothing from God. You can't sweep nothing under the rug. There is nothing nowhere you can run or hide. Amen. You cannot hide behind a brick wall. Amen. A 3-foot brick wall, a lead wall. Amen. A steel case. Amen. Come on. I said, in the bottom, the depths of the sea. David said, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. You can't go nowhere where God is not at. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Amen. Amen. Where is your brother? He lied to God and said, I don't know where my brother's at. Am I my brother's keeper? You liar. Amen. Sin will cause you to lie. Amen. Sin will cause you to lie to God.
He said, what hast thou done? Giving him chances. You listen to this old preacher. Amen. God, here he is, a wonderful counselor. He's counseling Cain. God is a counselor. He gives you chance after chance after chance. He gives us chance after chance. When we mess up, he gives us another chance. You know what he does? He's a counselor. What are you doing? Why are you looking at that? Why are you here? You don't belong here. Listen. Where is your brother? I don't know. Lie. I know not. Lie. Am I my brother's keeper? Attitude. He said, what hast thou done? Question mark. The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Inward healing of sin is mandatory. You better listen to what I'm saying right now. Inward healing is mandatory, and you cannot live for God unless you get healed. You cannot make it to heaven unless you get healed. Amen. Adam and Eve made their little religious garments, their little religious skirt tails. Amen. They made, just like Cain made his own little fruit basket religion. Amen. People, I'm telling you, are you listening to me tonight? Amen. People are going to split hell wide open thinking that they're going to heaven. Amen. Come on. Amen. We better get it right. Amen. None but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. I said we better get it right. The very covenant of God. He said, I will give them a new heart. I will put my spirit within them. I will give them a new covenant, a new wine, amen, a new heart, amen. Well, amen, I feel like preaching tonight, amen, a new heart, a new spirit, amen, a new. We have got to have healing, amen, or else you will not make it to heaven. You can't live for God. Cain got his little canary fruit basket out and thought, oh, hallelujah.
God's just shaking his head. Listen, Matthew 5, I'm in the book. This is Jesus teaching 101. This is discipleship preaching. Huh? Come on, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, you've heard that it has been said of old, thou shalt not kill, but whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. Whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, I'm sanctimonious, chosen, frozen, amen, bringing your little gift and offering to the altar, amen, come on. But Jesus says, if you got aught in your heart, or your brother has aught in your heart against you, amen, you better leave the gift at the altar, amen, and you better go make it right. Amen. I'm in Matthew 5, 21 and 24. Leave your gift at the altar and go and make things right. And then come and offer up your sanctimonious. Amen. Come on, yo. Well, come on. Help me tonight. Amen. Then you can come to the altar. Amen. And offer up your sacrifice. Amen. We have the word of God to help us. We need healing. Amen. I said we need healing. We need a right heart. Amen. David tried to hide his sins and sweep it under the rug. Amen. Nathan, the pastor, preacher, amen, came down to his house and preached. Amen. Ain't it sad? Amen. The people got to go so long and not hear a word from the preacher. Amen. But God sent you a word. Amen. You don't need to sweep stuff under the rug. Amen. You need to kick the rug out. Amen. You need to get the Hoover Mac. Amen. Out and vacuum up the dirt. Amen. Come on. Get, amen, healing in your life. Clean up the inside. Amen. Come on. God wants to clean. God wants to heal. Religion will ignore the problem. Man, that was good stuff. I said, religion will ignore the problem or cover it up with religious idioms. Come on, religious prayer. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Religious prayer. Jesus said, you hypocrites. Come on, this is the whole thing Jesus was preaching against. Amen. He come down here and saw these scribes and said, you see, amen, all standing, amen, in the marketplaces, amen, for pretense making long prayers. Amen. They love the robes and their garments and their long flatteries. Amen. A garment does not make you holy, baby. Amen. Come on, your heart. What's on the inside is what makes you holy. Amen. You can dress as holy. Amen. Come on, as the Pope. Amen. And split hell wide open. Amen. Come on. I said, you better get it right. Amen. I said, we better get it right. Amen. Jesus died on Calvary with barely any clothes on, and he was the holy Lamb of God. Amen. Clothes don't make you holy. Amen. The Holy Ghost makes you holy, and you have got to, amen, be right. Amen. Religious prayer, religious praise. Amen. They got the praise teams. You know, what's that dude? You know what I'm talking about. Dude with the fuzzy hair. Has all them fat lady videos. Huh? Churches, modern day churches with their praise teams. That don't make you right. Religious money.
Oh, glory to God. I'm coming to church tonight, and I'm putting my big envelope in that pan.
Huh? Come on. Religious idioms. Religion will ignore the problem. Religion will leave people, amen, with religious prayer, religious praise, religious money, religious clothes. Amen. Come on. Religion leaves you with hate. Religion leaves you with unforgiveness. Religion leaves you full of jealousy and strife and anger and bitterness. Amen. And wrath and clamor. Amen. All of these things, religion will leave you lost. Listen to what Jesus said. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe the mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. I'm in Matthew 23, judgment, mercy, and faith. You blind guides would strain in a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you make clean the outside. Now these Pharisees and scribes, these were the religious leaders. This was not just typical members of the local assembly or the church. These were the leaders of the church. And he said, you hypocrites, amen, you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter. Amen, come on. Amen, but within you're full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse. Talking about cleansing, healing. Amen, we need healing inside. Amen, he said, you cleanse that which is inside of the cup and platter first, that the outside of them, amen, thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is in the inside of the cup, and the outside will appear clean. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, ye are like them the whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, amen, but ye are full of dead men's bones and of uncleanness. Even so also ye appear outwardly righteous, but within you are full of hypocrisy, within you are full of iniquity. Amen. Come on. I said, we have got to check. Amen. What's on the inside? Amen. Come on. I said, we can try to hide. Amen. In the garden behind the trees. Amen. Of religion. Amen. We can hide behind our Pentecostal clothes. We can hide behind our Pentecostal hand clap. We can hide behind. Amen. Come on. But on the inside. Amen. We could be full. Amen. Of bitterness and wrath and anger. Amen. Come on. Amen. And God knows what's on the inside. Galatians chapter 5, for the flesh lusts is against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. For if ye led of the Spirit, you're not under the law, but now the works of the flesh are these. Religion will leave you in the works of the flesh. Adultery. Is anybody in the house tonight? Praise the Lord on Acts 2:38 radio. Religion will leave you in adultery. Religion will leave you in fornication. For you young people, fornication is any kind of illicit or promiscuous lifestyle when you ain't married. And it will send you to hell. Fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, as such a like, of the which I tell you, as I have told you in times past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. You must, amen, find healing of the heart, healing of sin, healing of the soul. We can't come to church and just patty cake, amen, come on, and act like everything's all right. Come on, what does the Bible say? Repent ye therefore and be converted. Converted means to be changed from one thing totally to something opposite. Amen. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. For when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, amen, that he shall send Jesus Christ. Religion will omit repentance, amen, and will give you a substitute. Amen. I said religion will omit repentance. Repentance is the core foundation of all salvation. Repentance means to change. Religion brings no change, except makes you more religious. Religion will omit repentance and give you a substitute. You know what religion will give you? A sinner's prayer. I said religion will give you a sinner's prayer. Now repeat after me. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Duh! Religion will give you a sinner's prayer. Religion will give you a little acceptance speech. Amen. Religion, come on, will leave you full of sin. Amen. We cannot accept Christ. Amen. That is not even biblical. Amen. I said we cannot accept Christ. That is absurd. It is not biblical. It is not scriptural. Amen. God has got to accept us. Amen. We don't accept him. Amen. He has to accept us. Amen. All from the beginning of the ages and time. Amen. When they came to God, they had to bring their sacrifice. Amen. And they had to bring that sacrifice according to the plan and the pattern. Amen. And it was whether or not God accepted that sacrifice or not, whether the fire of God would fall on the sacrifice. We cannot accept Christ. Christ must accept us. John the Baptist said, bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Amen. Come on. Amen. God must accept us, and there must be an acceptable heart. There must be an acceptable mind. There must be an acceptable spirit before God will accept us. Show me anywhere in the Bible they accepted Christ as their personal Savior. It ain't in there. That's religion. Come on. I think you better listen to what I'm saying. Because it's entering into Pentecost. Religion will leave you full of sin. Real salvation is a work of the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. Real salvation is a work of the Holy Ghost. Huh? Come on, the Holy Ghost dealing with man, the sinner. You can take an egg and you can polish it up, paint it up, amen, make it look good, Amen. You can take someone, you can dress them up. Amen. You can get a nice suit for them, comb their hair, cut their hair, make them all look all nice and pretty in Pentecost. Teach them how to dance. Teach them how to run the aisles. Teach them how to speak in tongues. Amen. Teach them how to be Pentecostal. Manufactured Pentecostalism. Amen. But unless they have been with the King of Kings, and unless they have been with the Holy Ghost somewhere, amen, they're full of sin. Amen. They have not been forgiven of their sins, and they're headed to hell. Amen. Come on. Religion will give you a substitute. Real salvation is a work of the Holy Ghost, dealing with the individual man, the sinner. Amen. The Holy Ghost will bring conviction of sins. Amen. The Holy Ghost, true repentance is a turning away from sin. Religion will bring you to church. Amen. Glory to God. And you can hide behind your little religious leaves of worship and praise and money and all of this and that. Amen. Come on. But as soon as you get out to the parking lot, amen, you're going to turn on, amen, come on, hell's bells. Amen. The same old ditty. Amen. Trash music. Amen. Come on. There ain't no change. But when you get a gift of the Holy Ghost, your music's going to change. Your life's going to change. Everything about you is going to change, because you're going to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, it will convict you of your sins. Real repentance is a turning away from sin. Repentance is a sorrowfulness for committing the transgression. Sin is a transgression, or the breaking, amen, of the commandments of God. Quiet in here. Real repentance is a turning your heart back to a holy and righteous God. Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, I have total scripture for it. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, real repentance will bring humbleness. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Not the cardinal score. Come on, all the things of the world. People have their minds and hearts so full of the world. Amen. They ain't no room in that heart for Jesus. But he said, you better humble yourselves. You better turn. You better seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins. Religion, amen, come on, does not forgive sins. Amen, come on. I said religion does not forgive sins. You can't forgive sin. Only God can forgive sins. And if people will do what the Bible says, God said, I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 through 9 says, if we say we have no sin, we've deceived ourselves. The truth ain't in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Who forgives sins? Jesus. You can't forgive your own sins. That's where, amen, diabolically, amen, a little sinner's prayer, amen, a little confession, little statement, amen, that has nothing to do, amen. Only God can forgive sins, amen. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, amen. But honey, amen, you better be repentant. You better be confessing your sins. Amen. Not sitting up here, amen, saying, I'm a sinner. Oh, God, forgive me. I can't wait to get out of this church and smoke a big cigarette. Amen. Come on. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. That's what's happening every day. Amen. Confesseth. Amen. And he that, amen, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Who does it? He does. We can't cleanse ourselves from our sins and our unrighteousness. Only God can take away sins. They brought to Jesus a young man taken with the palsy. His friends couldn't get him to Jesus. They let it down through the roof. Amen. Jesus looked up the man with the palsy and he said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." The scribes and Pharisees, amen, they would have left him in his illness. They would have left him sick. They would have left him in his sins. Amen. They said, "Who can forgive sins but God?" Even the scribes and Pharisees knew that. Hello? But now this modern Pentecostal church, they want the preacher to come out and wave his scepter, amen, and forgive every one of their sins, amen, and sign, shake the preacher's hand, amen, join the church, you're part of the church, glory to God, hallelujah, no change, amen, still on Facebook with their Budweiser can, their beer cans, amen, half dressed, amen, cussing, coming out of their mouth, no change, no nothing, come on. But the preacher said, amen, I was saved. The preacher said, I had the Holy Ghost, amen, come on. I said, we better get it right. Religion will leave you in your sins. Only God can forgive sins. Only God can cleanse us from our sins. We must confess our sins, not confess we're sinners. That's Billy Graham. Get back to the book. Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. You cannot sweep your unforgiveness. You cannot sweep your jealousy, your hatred. You cannot sweep. Come on, I said you cannot sweep, amen, all of these things under the rug and try to hide them. Come on, you got to get it right. Amen. The Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. Come on. We've all been done wrong. We all can sing, I've been done wrong song. Amen. Not forgive the world. Amen. Blame the world. Blame, amen, everyone and everything because of your current situation and predicament. Amen. That is wrong. Amen. Come on. The Bible says to forgive. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that we must be born again. Amen. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Amen. Behold, all things have become new. All is all, and old is old. And you cannot go to heaven, amen, in the old condition. Amen. The Bible says, put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Put off the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Amen. We've got to bury. We've got to crucify. We've got to do away with that old man. Acts 3:19, repent, be therefore be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Hello? You know, we get, people or something, they get a certain flavor of preaching they like, and that's what they like. But buddy, don't you get in preaching where I'm at. They'll blow in, they'll blow up, and they'll blow out. Amen, come on. Amen. You better say, preacher, you better preach to me. Amen. We got a heaven to gain or a hell to shun. Amen. I want to make it to heaven. Amen. It's getting too late. Amen. The clock is ticking too far. It's too close to midnight. I want to make it to heaven. Amen. Come on. You ain't going to make it to heaven hating your sister, hating your brother, hating your neighbor. Amen. Come on. Jesus said, if you can't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love me whom you have not seen? Amen. You cannot make it to heaven hating, amen, anyone. Amen. You must forgive. Religion will leave you with hate. Religion will leave you with unforgiveness. But this preacher is trying to pull the cover off. We ain't going to have a bunch of hating going on in here. You get out of order and I'll put you in your place. If there ain't someone in this church, you can't walk across the aisle and hug their neck and say, I love you. Amen. And you're going to split hell wide open. I said, if there's a person in this church that you can't stand, that you can't hate, come on. I said, sin. Amen. I said, sin. Amen. If you leave sin alone, it will grow. If you let sin go, it will grow. And you can be a murderer just like, amen, Cain was, who slew his brother. Amen. Come on. That is not the nature of Christ. That is not the fruits of the Spirit. I don't care how much you sing, clap. Amen. I don't care how much, amen, well, somebody ought to, amen, I don't care how long your clothes are, amen, if you don't love, amen, come on, I said we can give our body to be burned, amen, come on, in the, we can be cast into the depths of the sea, but if we don't have charity, it don't profit us nothing. We can have all knowledge and understand all mysteries, amen, but if we ain't got love, we're nothing. We better get it right. You need healing. You need to let it rain. You need to let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. You need open heart surgery. You need to let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you all over again. Open up your chest. Amen. Pull that nasty old rotten dirty hatred heart. Amen. Out of you. Amen. Come on and make you love again. Amen. Come on. Make you love again. Make you love again. Amen. That old time religion will make you love everybody. Jesus said, bless your enemies. Love your enemies. Amen. Come on. I said, Jesus said, bless them that curse you. Ain't no murder going to happen in here. Here's what Jesus preached. You know what Jesus' first message was? Repent. You know what the prophet's first message was? Repent. You know what Jonah's message was? Repent. You know what Peter's first message was? Repent. I think we need to get back to the book. We need to get back to the Word. Jesus said to those righteous, chosen, frozen, amen, there were present at that season some of them that told him of the Galileans. They were sitting there talking gossip, whispering, backbiting. You better read your Bible. The Bible says this tongue is set on fire of hell. That man is able to tame all kinds of beasts. Amen. Man is able to move all kinds of great ships by a little small helm. Amen. But no man has bridled that evil member, which is his tongue. Amen. And out of that tongue bless we with God. And out of that tongue also we curse men. Amen. Brethren, it should not be so. Amen. It is set on fire of hell. We better read our Bibles. Amen. I said we better read our Bibles. Amen. Come on. I said we better read read our Bibles. Amen. We are epistles known and read of all men. Amen. What you go around doing in the secret, on the telephone. Amen. Come on in the car. Amen. Whispering, backbiting, gossiping. Amen. Come on. You better get healed. You're messed up. Amen. You got the spirit of Cain. You hate. Amen. God, deliver me of hate. Amen. And give me love. You ain't going to go to heaven and segregate yourself. Whispering, gossiping, telling Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans, they were sinners above the Galileans because they suffered such great things. Judgmentalism. Who made you a judge? Are you the pastor? You know, there's only two judges in the Bible, and that's God and the priest. And the priest had to look at leprosy and had to look at different things and had to judge. Is this leprosy or is it not? So if you ain't either one of those, I think you need to, amen, repent. These Galileans, they were sinners above sinners. Jesus said, I tell you, except you repent, you're going to perish likewise. I'm in the book, Luke chapter 13, verse 1 through 5. I tell you, nay, but except you repent, ye shall likewise perish. Or the 18, Jesus brings up another. How about these, the 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them? You think that they were sinners above all men that were in Jerusalem? God does not look, amen, at me, or God does not look at you and say, oh, you're a real sinner. You stole that cookie when you shouldn't have. You're a real sinner. Huh? It's quiet in here. No, you know what God does? Because God is just. He looks at every one of us and says, you're all sinners. Guilty. He said, I say, nay, except ye repent, you all gonna perish and split hell wide open. It's time for healing. You want to go to heaven or not? You want the devil to win or you want the devil to lose? Let's stand. Where did Sister Miranda go? She left me. James chapter 1, verse 27. Now here's pure religion. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know who you're responsible for? You. Yeah. And it's a one-on-one thing. You do Psalms 51? Huh? Come on, religion will leave you. Religion will leave you with unforgiveness. Come on, let's take a moment. I don't want this to just be a sermon. God's talking to somebody. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Come on. Healing. God can heal you of sin. I don't care what it is.
Right spirit within me.